This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
On the River Islands guest line, we always love it here on Willard and Dibbs when we get an opportunity to bring on Tim Kawakami, SF Standard, and the TK Pod, which most recently had Mike Dunleavy Jr., so we'll get to some of that a little bit later on after Niners free agency stuff. Tim, what's going on? Thanks for doing it.
Hey, good to talk to you guys. Been a little busy this week, huh? Yeah. Got some things going on.
Some stuff cooking.
Busier than the Niners, you know what I mean, who are just sitting there watching everybody leave. Nice. So SF Standard, great article. Want to get your perspective and share it with our audience in terms of what exactly, in terms of a business model, are the Niners doing right now?
I just think for a team that put a lot of money in, you know, up front, they did pay it over several years. And this is just not to the cap. This is the cash spending that, you know, the big contracts for Debo, for Ayuk, for the extension for McCaffrey last year, the extension for Trent Williams last year, the Javon Hargrave contract 2 years ago. Bunch of these things, I think, you know, with football pushed, like the football side said, we got to sign these guys because we're going to win the Super Bowl while Brock Purdy's contract is low. Yeah, two things happened. Well, three things happened. Those guys, much of them got hurt and weren't very good, certainly last season, leading to a 6-11 season. Super Bowl, can't really just say, let's push all in, get the Super Bowl, because those guys didn't do it, and you have the Brock Purdy contract now on the table, or whatever you want to say. Maybe not on the table, but it's coming. And that's going to cost Jed York a lot of guaranteed money. Again, I always say it's cash, not cap. Because the cap number isn't going to go much higher in a Brock Purdy deal, let's say it happens in a month or so. It'll probably be like a $15 million cap hit, because the bonus is what shrinks it down. He gets this guaranteed money. The guaranteed money still has to be paid. And I think there's certainly a lot of looking forward to, like, ahead to what's that going to be like on Jed York's books. And there's a sense that these big money deals that they signed for these veterans weren't worth it anyway. And they're going to shy away from paying big money to 30-year-olds. Now, listen, they're still going to pay some money to 30-year-olds. I don't want to say, like, people hear that and go, they'll never pay anybody. I think they will extend George Kittle because he was great last year. I think they and probably will be great in the next few years. Same for Fred Warner. They might sign Joey Bosa, again, oft-injured 30-year-old, but that number might be pretty low. So it's kind of measuring things. There's always a push and a pull. Do you do it for the football team? Do you just got to get the guy in, or do you say, wait a minute, what's this really going to be looking like in a year or two? And maybe because of how good they were, there was a solid lean towards just get the guy in. Brandon Ayuk, just get him in, $30 million a year, whatever. Nick Bosa, $34 million a year. I think there is a hard push, and we're really seeing it now. And I've been writing about it for several weeks now, and I did not expect it to come this hard on the last few days. But they're not going to pay a lot of money up front, guaranteed money. That's how you get free agents. That's how you sign extensions. They're just going to back away from that. 6-11 is what they're going to point to, and they're going to say, are these guys going to be better than they were last year when they're 1 year older? I think that's kind of the atmosphere around 49ers HQ around that right now.
Is there a sense, Tim, of a shift in power from where Kyle Shanahan famously reportedly ran upstairs to stop the Brandon Ayuk trade, and that really hasn't worked out? Has ownership decided to maybe reassert control of personnel and finances and somewhat defanging Kyle Shanahan in this process?
Well, he never had control over the finances. So, I mean, it's kind of, as I said, it's a push and a pull. Sometimes you go one way, sometimes you go towards the middle, sometimes you go the other way. I know some great reporters have reported about that story run upstairs. Like, they weren't trading Brandon Ayuk in that moment. They weren't doing it. So I just roll my eyes at that. It is illustrative of that story being told, of the kind of tension maybe between the football side and the financial side, that they joke about, oh, we came to a deal, but I had to make sure he wasn't traded first. He was not getting traded in that moment. That's not true. But yes, there was some joking about it. I think there was some feeling, some awkwardness about that whole thing, as proven by the feelings that remain. There's frustration with that deal. There's frustration with the way you handled it. And I think the negotiating side, the financial side, is just because of 6-11, because they didn't like those deals. They went along with them. I would say they signed them, so they can't be too bitter about it. Like, they could have said, we are not doing this. Jed York could have said, I'm not doing this deal. He's the owner. They still did it because they thought they were, you know, putting together or keeping together a Super Bowl level team. That was not a Super Bowl level team. And they're 1 year older. So it's not like bringing them all back would have guaranteed a Super Bowl this year. I think that's a larger way to look at this. Javon Hargrave staying and Dre Greenlaw staying and Talanoa Hufanga staying and Aaron Banks staying. I don't know that would have said, okay, that's a Super Bowl team. They went 6-11. Those guys did not play really well. And they still got a lot of big salary guys on this roster. Now they've got fewer of them than you would have imagined. But I do understand some of the sensibility here. And it's not loss of power, lack of power. It's just on a case-by-case basis, can Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch going, okay, we need this guy, absolutely must pay him everything because we're going to win a Super Bowl. Okay, maybe they can't say that anymore. And I think that has won out a few times over the last few years. They almost won a Super Bowl. I mean, like, two or three plays, and maybe there's an entire different feeling right now. It's the way the NFL is, so, you know, two or three plays in February decide a lot of things. And it kind of rolled into a bad year last year, and I think we're seeing management just say, we're not paying for these guys when they did not perform for us last year. If we can get out of them, we're going to get out of them. And man, are they getting out of them.
Yeah, they sure are. Tim Kawakami, SF Standard, the TK Pod, which has Mike Dunleavy. And for you Niner fans, very recently, Tim did a 49ers plus minus pod with Matt Barrow. So you can get the latest on what's going on there. Tim joining us here on Withered and Dibs, 95.7 The Game. So, Tim, what about this? I know, you know, sometimes it's funny when it's like, are teams rebuilding or are they planning to win? Like, I'm sure they're going to try to win every game and maybe they'll be ahead of schedule. But how do you think in this moment they do view it? Do they still see themselves in a Super Bowl window, or is this a little reboot that might take some time?
Yeah, I think you're paying Nick Bosa $34 million a year. You're paying George Kittle 18, you know, 16, whatever it is. You're paying Fred Warner 16. Christian McCaffrey's making 16. I think they think they can win the Super Bowl. I think what they're saying is they're not going to pay every single dollar possible to keep guys who did not perform last season. And they're going to pay Brock Purdy, you know, upwards of $15 million a year. I'm convinced of that at some point. So I think they do look at, you know, teams don't say, okay, let's just do this now because some team did it well. But I think there's some admiration, some respect for what the Rams did to kind of like shed them. You know, they piled up all these guys. Remember, they traded all their first round picks. They got all these veterans. They win a Super Bowl, and then they retool from there, and now they're stripped themselves of a lot of big salaries, and they're good. They won a division. Are they a Super Bowl team? Well, they almost beat the Eagles in the playoffs. So with a lesser, you know, named roster, you know, some of these guys on defense, you still kind of don't really know, but they're good. I think the 49ers are down that road. I hesitate to say they're just going to go that way because they saw the Rams do it. They probably wanted to do that anyway. Every team kind of thinks like that. Let's kind of retool on the fly. Let's still have stars, but maybe we're not paying to keep the guys who are not going to be stars anymore. I think that's the different kind of emphasis. And the Rams are good. Like, the Rams are just add Davante Adams. Like, you can do that when you drop your pay down. You drop your cash spending. You haven't paid all these bonuses. And then you go back in a little bit. I think my sense is the 49ers will go back in at some point, and they might do it in the next few days. I don't know. I keep expecting them to, at some point, maybe get it. You sign Joey Bosa. It hasn't happened yet. I don't think they're offering a ton of money. I don't think anybody really is. So he's going to have to make a decision here. But there's no urgent deadline for him. He's Joey Bosa. But I don't think it's like, we're done. I don't think that they're paying these guys. What do you tell Fred Warner? Like, we're done? What do you tell Kyle Shanahan? What do you tell all these guys? Brock Purdy, come sign with us and we're going to be bad for 2 years. No, that's not the thinking. It's just going to be done in a different way. And I just, the signal is the disappointment, the frustration with the Ayuk deal, with the Debo deal, with the Hargrave deal. Those are the three. I put Bosa in there just because it was such an unprecedented deal. But now he's no longer the highest paid defensive player in football. He was for 2 years, and they hate that, that they paid the salary that was the top in the defense for 2 years. Max Crosby just topped him. Myles Garrett just topped that one. So maybe that's less on the front burner. But the Hargrave one, like in terms of free agency, 30-year-old at the time, I think that's not something they want to duplicate.
And how much does that reality or that, come to Jesus moment affect what we're going to do with Brock Purdy? Because what you've said, Tim, I think is accurate, that they're not interested in laying out a lot of cash up front for deals, yet it's better off for them if they do that for Brock Purdy. And Josh Allen's number just came in below 60. Does all of this kind of complicate what Brock Purdy might ask for and what actually this might look like as we drag this thing into the spring and maybe the summer?
Yeah, I don't think that. I mean, I think quarterbacks is acknowledged to be a different position. You can't, I mean, I don't know, we can all judge what it was like when Bosa didn't practice all through camp and into the preseason and was holding out, 2 years ago. And Ayuk, the same thing, and hold in, and Trent Williams. And like, you can't do that with a quarterback. I mean, maybe you think you can survive it with players who aren't the quarterback. You can't have your quarterback missing mini camp. You can't have them, holding out or holding in for training camp. So I think there's an acknowledgement that this one is different and they want the quarterback. I don't think they're going to break the bank for him, but quarterbacks make a lot, and I think there's an understanding that he will be offered a lot. Maybe he already has. It's going to be in terms of what's guaranteed, and I know this gets so complicated. I fight this fight all the time. It's not exactly the average annual value, although that's what we all say, including me, but it's what's the guarantee. How many years, basically, is this going to be guaranteed for? And I just don't think it's going to be guaranteed for as many years as, like, Josh Allen or Lamar Jackson. We've seen his other huge con, Justin Herbert. I mean, I don't think it's going to be out there where he's like, no matter what, he's going to get paid for 4 or 5 years. It might be 3 years. Again, it's technicalities and nobody reports it this way, so I'm fighting a losing battle. But I think when the dust is cleared, and if and when there's a Purdy deal, it'll be at a good number, and we're all, oh my god, he's being paid, he's top 12, top 11 in average annual value. But maybe the guarantee is going to be lower, and basically, he's paid for 2 years guaranteed, or maybe 2.5, 3 years guaranteed. But that's not terrible for him. I mean, he'll be, he's 25 now. If you say we'll cut you loose in 3 years, great, I'll be 28 and I think I'll get paid at 28 years old. I'll get paid again. So I think that we're looking at the possibility that the 49ers and Purdy come to a high number, middle term deal for guarantees, and maybe we start hearing about it again in 2 years. I do think this is separate from all the other stuff that we're hearing. And it's tied to it in one way. They're kind of clearing out money for them. Like, that's part of this. It's not all of this, but part of this is they paid all these guys while Purdy was making $800,000 a year. That is not going to be the case. And a lot of the mindset on Jed York or Parag Marate is, okay, when we're paying them $130 million guaranteed, that's going to change the dynamic of what we can pay everyone else. But that's how that's combined. It's not going to, limit what they're paying Brock Purdy. It's kind of what's limiting everybody else.
Tim Kawakami with us on Willard and Dibs. Okay, so Tim, down to layman's terms, you're like sitting there getting coffee and a Niner fan comes up and recognizes you and goes, man, Tim, the Niners are being cheap. What's your answer to that fan?
That's fair to say for now, but let's see how the next few days go. Let's see what the roster looks like. I can't really argue with them with most of these decisions, because the first day of free agency is when bad deals get made. Now, they're not all bad, but many of them are bad. Most of them are bad. And bowing out of that and not paying, you know, Javon Hargrave anymore, or getting out from who, you know, Kyle Juszczyk, we all know how valuable he's been, but he's a fullback they paid plenty to, 33 years old. Like, I can't really argue with a lot of these. Greenlaw would have been terrific for the locker room. He played a half in five plays last season. What's the injury risk there? I would just say, look at realistically, let's see how it ends up. Again, the first few days of free agency are when bad deals get made. And maybe the 49ers are playing it, but they're going to make smart deals over days two and a half, three, four, five, six. Let's see what happens with Brock Purdy. Let's see how the roster fills up. Let's see if they can hit another draft. I don't like making ultimate decisions based on the hyperventilation of day one. You know, there's so many teams that have won the offseason and day one of free agency, and they actually lose during the regular season. Let's see it play out. Let's see who the roster is. They still have a lot of good players. And I think the real, real sign is what happens with Purdy. If Purdy is signed by end of April, beginning of May, and then you start hearing other players say they're cool with what's going on, they understand it, you know, that would be Kittle and Warner would be the big two. Trent would be in their three. And they've got good young players. If they do, if they've signed some bunch of other guys, then I think there might be a very different move. Now, it hasn't happened yet, and I understand that, but I don't think they're just being cheap.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Being partly cheap, that's part of it, but they have paid a ton of money. Like, this is not a perpetually cheap team. This is a team that's paid out a lot of money. I don't think they're just going to say, let's be crappy and be cheap and let's all cheer Jed York's, you know, bank account every time the money goes up. I don't think that's what this is about. Let's see. Maybe it's what it's about. I don't think it is. And listen, they're paying their head coach and their general manager a ton of money too. It would be a waste if you're throwing it all away. I think there's a plan. Let's see them execute it. And let's see him sign some guys. But I just don't think you can make a full-scale decision on all things to an NFL franchise based on 2 days in March.
Should I be concerned that 10% of the team is reportedly up for sale and they might be interested in the Tampa Bay Rays if they're up for sale? The divestment funds?
No, they're not. That's Eddie DeBartolo. He doesn't have any part of the 49ers anymore. So that's not them.
But the 10% sale of the team, would that be something that, as a fan, you should be concerned about, that maybe they're more interested in trying to recoup some money as opposed to spend money?
Yeah, I think that's maybe it has to do with the Premier League stuff. I don't think it has anything to do with the football team.
Okay.
Again, they've been investing in the Premier League for a long time. They make tons of profit every year. This is just what Jed York has decided that he wants the cash flow to be. They've paid it out. This is true. Now, they get to a run of three straight years where they're not top 10. in cash flow, that's a different situation. They have been way up there. They've paid all these guys. I give the owner leeway to do it once and say, okay, let's just back away from some of this stuff and let's try to remain. You know, listen, the Rams did the same thing and they got better. I think the 49ers said, let's do the same thing and let's get better. Let's get younger. Let's get better. Now, you still got to pay for some things, but I wouldn't just tie everything together because they are profitable. They are not losing money. They are an incredibly profitable team. Levi Stadium is a cash machine. So it's just kind of where they want the money to go, when they want to pay it. I think there is some frustration in, you know, how much they've, I know there's frustration, how much they paid out and go 6-11. If the Jim Harbaugh would not have been fired when he was, if they had won a Super Bowl, they will pay money and they will tolerate a lot of things if they're headed towards a Super Bowl. They thought they were, they didn't. They went 6-11. So I think it's a reaction to that. Maybe it's short-sighted. Maybe it's a little bit emotional, but I get some of this. And let's get to the place where the roster is a lot worse. Because, you know, listen, Aaron Banks leaving doesn't break everybody's heart. You know, there's reasons for some of these things. Let's see if they do Purdy. Let's see if some other things get taken care of. If there's a Kittle extension. And then I think some grand conclusions can be made. But at this moment, no. I would not tie everything you see on Twitter, X, whatever, and say that's the reason for all this. Let's see it all put together. And listen, there's cause for concern. They lost a lot of good players and they haven't signed any, but I don't think they've lost anybody who's irreplaceable. I don't think they're out of the picture on signing some guys who could help.
Tim, before you go, Jonathan Kuminga back on Thursday. How big of a challenge is this with how well the Warriors are playing? How do you think Steve Kerr goes about injecting him back in?
Well, Kerr's signaled this for a while. Well, you know, because we've been asking him for a while because we thought Kuminga might be back a while ago. It's taken a long time. It will be Thursday now. The signal is that they're going to slow play this. They just don't want pressure on him. They're playing so well. Like, the worst thing that could happen is you inject him back in a major 25-minute game role. He's not ready for it. He screws up a little bit of the rhythm of the chemistry. And then all of a sudden, everyone's looking at him going, what the hell? Like, they don't want that. And they don't want that mostly for Kuminga. They don't want him feeling like he's kind of off speed with everything else. I think you see him, you know, 5 minutes here, 5 minutes there. There are minutes available. They only played 9 last game. You could get some of those Gee Santos minutes. Although, kind of, Kerr said, I got to play Gee Santos. I don't think you have to play Gee Santos. Maybe some minutes. There's ways to get him in there. There's ways to work it in. And just, I don't think Kerr or the rest of the organization want this, like, oh my God, they won the game or lost the game because of Jonathan Kuminga's minutes. They're 12-2 over the last 14. They're going well. Now, they lose a couple, and then maybe they switch up the rotation and get Kuminga involved more. You know, I could see that, depending on how it goes. But I think there's going to be a lot of caution about expecting too much and having Kuminga expect too much. He's got a lot of things going on. He's got the contract, obviously, coming up in the summertime. He's been watching this happen. He's been out for a long time. But he could really fit this. It would be really interesting to see he and Jimmy Butler together, the two guys just, you know, ramrodding their way to the basket, getting fouls and getting the other team in foul trouble and creating space. I don't know that that's going to be the same that they do right away, but I'm sure curious to see it because you could see a career path for Kuminga that's very similar to Jimmy Butler. I don't know that he'll ever be as good as Butler, but he could be. In a similar style. He just simplifies his game. Doesn't expect too much from every play. We see it from Butler. Like, sometimes he gets a little frustrated. Like, Jimmy, would you just shoot the ball? But he's intent on, like, I'm going to dribble it here, and then I'm going to pass it over there. And that person is going to pass it to somebody else. And it's going to be the right thing. Kuminga could learn a lot from that, and I think he is learning a lot from that. But it's subtle. It's not right away. Hey, maybe he shows up and scores 30 in the first game. I just don't think that's the way they've had it set up. Get a minor role, work his way into it. Don't overhype it and just see how it goes.
Tim, great stuff. Loved, like I told you earlier, loved the article. Thought it was really, really educational with what the Niners are doing. Thanks for hopping on today.
You got it, guys.
All right, there he goes. Tim Kawakami, and again, the podcast, the 49ers Plus Minus Pod with Matt Barrows recently and the TK Show with Mike Dunleavy Jr.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's A-L-M-A-S-E-D.com.